A 14-year-old Palestinian boy has been killed after being run over by an Israeli settler near Jerusalem al-Quds. Amin Musa al-Fakir was critically wounded on Saturday and transferred to hospital, where he was pronounced dead. According to his family, Amin was on his way to buy goods and was travelling with his donkey from the Ma'ale Adamin settlement.
Amin was only 14 years old and was at a school. There was a problem with the Israelis. He wanted to go to Jerusalem al-Quds to buy something. He went to the road and that was when he was hit by a car. We still don't know whether they had intentionally killed Amin.
Amin's family is still awaiting the Israelis to return his body to the Bedouin camp Anata, where they live. Activists say Israelis, including soldiers, often come to the camp and harass Palestinian residents.
The Israelis want to seize all of this land from the Bedouins, to expand their settlements and seize the whole land in the E1 corridor. The soldiers come to the village many times and search the premises and continue to bully the residents living there.
In another move, also seen as an aggression against Palestinians, Israeli authorities have handed the Bedouins evacuation orders to leave their land. However, the Bedouins say they cannot leave because they have nowhere to go. Israeli police say they are investigating the child being killed by the settler's car. However, human rights groups say that even if the hit and run was intentional, it's very rare that settlers are prosecuted or brought to justice. Nell Burden for Press TV, occupied Anata, Jerusalem, Al-Quds.